of her sister Kendall Jenner's dating history.
Ooh, and Janet Jackson gives us a glimpse of why she's still Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
Plus, Pete is mad at PETA. Wait till you hear Pete Davis's nasty voicemail message.
Ooh, I hope PETA didn't come for his meat, if you know what I mean. Welcome to Dish Nation! Tan, what's up first?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Brad. Here we go. Okay, you remember, guys, it was so fast. Just yesterday, we were reporting about Taylor Swift's rumor boo, Maddie Healy, kissing a male security guard at his concert. Y'all remember this?
Yeah.
Maddie's out here kissing fans, security guards, sucking random fingers. Now it's been said that the pair recently called it quits after only a month of dating.
Wow. Taylor must have been watching Dish Nation yesterday and decided to shake him off after seeing him kiss that man, okay?
We know. Listen, Taylor, we know you love Dish. It could definitely be a possibility. Apparently, Taylor's friends weren't surprised by the breakup news and felt she wasn't ready for a serious relationship, especially since she started dating Matt after splitting with her boyfriend of 6 years, Joe Alwyn.
Right.
Definitely
too soon.
Rebound vibes.
Yeah, too soon.
Especially if we won't stop doing certain things like, hey, we together now. You don't have to be out here kissing random people, sucking their fingers. You know what I'm saying?
That's make me feel special. Breaker. Like, right. Why are you doing this?
Random people every night is problematic.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys will always come with the logic. Yo, it's not cheating, man. It's just a finger.
Yeah, I'm just doing this entertainment. It's part of my brand.
Yeah, it's part of my brand. That's my show.
I was doing this before you met me.
Right, that's what I do. I'm just doing this. No, it's so disrespectful.
Yeah. If it ain't a chicken finger, keep it out your mouth.
Okay. That's the only finger that needs to go in there.
With an asterisk next to steak figures as well.
Okay. Right. Well, we can also add Kendall Jenner to the man-eating club along with Taylor Swift. So last week, Kim K reported a video for TikTok with her daughter, North, showing off her hair routine. And in the video, she wore a t-shirt that read, Kendall Starting Five. And it featured a retouched image of Kendall surrounded by her five NBA players she used to date. Devin Booker, Blake Griffin, Ben Simmons, Jordan Clarkson, and Kyle Kuzma. Now, what do y'all think? Was Kim trolling her sister? Like, why would she be trolling her sister like this?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty strong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, to go that far to make a shirt, and it looks pretty good. Like, it's something you can buy at, like, Hot Topic or Claire's.
This is hilarious.
Yeah. But why? And then why wear it right now when she's with Bad Bunny? Like, ain't she with Bad Bunny?
I don't know. She probably didn't even realize it. She put it was a shirt in her closet you just throw on while you in the house. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she really...
And you record a whole TikTok.
I don't think she realized what it was, y'all.
But it's such a specific shirt with specific people on there. Like, you know, like, I'm sure people want to now buy this shirt.
No. I would hate if someone gave me a shirt with my ex's faces on it.
I would never do that.
I would just like...
It just depends on who the exes are. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, if you have like an impressive, like, you know, collection of people, like, just imagine if you had all the Kardashians
my
and
lineup
their exes on one shirt.
Brad, you had a lineup, didn't you? You had a lineup.
She don't got no type. Well, moving on, Jermaine Dupri is probably somewhere punching it right now.
Nah, he's not.
Especially, or punching under the table right now.
Nah, he's not.
Viral clip of Janet Jackson, a.k.a. Miss Jackson, if you nasty. Lip locking with one of her backup dancers, and that's 23-year-old Darius Boatner at a recent stop on her Together Again tour. Now, we all know Janet is known to get a little nasty on her tour.
I think this was juicy, baby.
This is hot.
It was juicy. I feel like that was a real kiss. It didn't seem fake to me. She's been on tour in different cities. I didn't see her do that on any other.
And that's why I'm upset.
So she probably she didn't do it in Atlanta.
Exactly. You did not do that in Atlanta.
Because
Atlanta should have been where you did that.
It was not a part of the show, honey.
Okay, well. Ooh.
It wasn't a part of the show.
You think this man's a link?
And I would have volunteered as tribute.
I mean,
I would have volunteered as tribute.
To be kissed by Janet?
Correct. Correct.
No, like, she kissed somebody she knows and she's familiar with.
I would have introduced myself.
It's the way that she touches his face when she like leans down and cups his face. I would have fallen in love with Janet right
now. He's a cutie pie though. You can't even, you know.
I'm jealous. I'm upset. I want a refund.
Don't be jealous. You're not getting no damn refund. You've seen him perform. You should have took your ass to this show. She kissed the man. Go to every show because you never know what's going to happen.
Never
how about
know
that?
What's happen.
Janet puts on a great show. Kudos to you, Janet.
There it is.
Yes. I would have lost all the blood in my body.
My goodness. You need a blood transfusion ASAP. Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, there's at least two things that we know about Leonardo DiCaprio and what he loves, right? He loves yachts and young women.
Under 25.
Well, fortunately for our pal Leo, those two things collided again over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
As they do. Rumors had Leo dating Gigi Hadid recently, even though sources said they were just friends. Okay. Mm. But apparently Gigi's friend, 22-year-old model Megan Roche, is getting friendly with her friend's friend, Leonardo.
Oh, Lord.
Reportedly, 48 years young Leonardo DiCaprio spent the night with Megan on a yacht outside Ibiza. That's how you're supposed to say it.
It's not Ibiza.
The Z makes a V sound?
The Z is silent, y'all. Who
you
knew?
Know, I'm going to Ibiza.
I like saying Ibiza.
It's not Ibiza. Nice.
It's Ibiza.
Because you don't get to celebrate Z's much in words.
Right.
And, like, you know,
it's
when you say
like Aretha.
Right.
Urethra.
Like, what? Okay. Urethra?
So they were in Ibiza. And it seems like it was premeditated because reportedly she was seen wearing different clothes the next day. So she went on the yacht wearing one set of clothes. Leo got on the yacht. Uh-huh. She left the yacht the next morning in different clothes.
Ooh.
At what point in time do we start looking at Leo and saying, okay, sir, you pushing it to the limit? Like, come on now.
This girl is younger than the movie Titanic.
Well, and I don't know no white woman that don't want Leo, that
there
wouldn't have Leo.
So what is the real going on with this? Like,
what do you
does
mean?
Leo get with these younger women and they keep him young? He's sucking the life out of them? Is it giving Sleeping
Absolutely.
Beauty?
He's sucking
like,
something, girl.
I don't know if I think it's the other way around. I'm with you. Yeah, he's
like, what is going on?
I know exactly what is eating Gilbert Grape. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Now, okay. Hopefully, like, Megan asked Gigi, you cool with this?
Yeah.
I don't see no
and
damn
Gigi 22-year-old. Like, girl, I don't care. Girl, yeah. Go ahead. I got plenty of options. Go
okay.
ahead, girl.
Leonardo DiCaprio seemed more young clam than Red Lobster.
My goodness. My God. My God. Ooh, Lord.
Okay, y'all, we love Chrissy Teigen because she puts it all out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she can't really say much to surprise us anymore, except this. Now, she wrote, after doing some testing with the 23andMe, she found out she had an identical twin.
Ooh.
She sent this spiraling, thinking she's codependent because a twin was ripped away from her. She even called her dad, who assured her that he was there when she was born, and there was only one baby. Then her sister helped solve the mystery. Y'all, check it out.
My sister was like, Chrissy, no, remember when you were supposed to do that show, like Finding Your Roots? And so they had us all take DNA tests and they put it under like secret names. So like the world couldn't tell. Like we never like finished the program. We never like finished shooting it. Like my identical twin was myself.
This would happen to Chrissy Teigen.
My goodness. I wonder what her alias was, and did she remember what it was?
There's no way she remembered it.
Missy
but
Teigen.
I would have, Missy Teigen.
Unless it was a dude, and then it's just Chris Teigen, you know?
Christine.
It's like, you never know. You never know.
I would have to demand that. I would have to know, like, y'all need to send me that information. Because what if there's a possibility that, okay, maybe she doesn't have a twin, but maybe she does have a long-lost sibling out there that she didn't even know of. Yeah.
Yo, 23andMe will dig that stuff up real quick.
And the crazy thing is, like, the percentages change on what your background is. I am 15% more Nigerian this year than I was last year.
What?
Yeah, I keep checking the app. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, my goodness.
I'm almost Chinese.
I like that she saw it all the way to the end, and she figured out what was going on.
It's always good to know that, like, some celebrities are a little slow.
Well, we know.
We love you, though, girl.
We do.
But yeah.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Bless her spirit, Lord.
Bless her twin sister's heart.
Okay.
Well, up next, did Drake just face the ultimate embarrassment? We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Now, one thing I think we could all agree on is that we love food, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Now, especially food from the cookout. Mm-hmm. Now, DDG has remixed the classic hot dog to a ice dog. Yeah, an ice dog. It is exactly what it sounds like, right? He posted a pic of a hot dog topped with ice and ketchup, telling fans, don't knock it till you try it. So, you know, we hit Dish, man. We tried it. Check it out.
I'm like one of those people who have food things. Oh, God, it's just gross for me to look at.
Do I take a big bite?
Uh-huh.
It's icy.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it takes a strong man to wear a pink shirt. No, I didn't eat it from the other end. Come on, right. Take a bite right there. Okay.
Yeah, I can't believe I did that. First of all, when I got hired at Dish Nation, this was not in my job description. Okay? So the fact that I had to do this, I need to be compensated for that. Okay? I need some constipation. Y'all can give me, like, some constipation for that? I mean, compensation
for
that?
Did you say constipation?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, I feel like I got bamboozled because I think sometimes these social media influencers on the internet do things just to see who's going to do it.
Yeah.
And y'all fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
Because who would do this? Like, hot dogs ain't that expensive at all.
They're not?
Right?
Like, so this, you could get it. Yeah.
Is this not the poorest thing you've ever seen?
It's the poorest thing I've ever seen.
Damn.
I think the only thing that could bring this up a notch is if you took like a hot dog bun and put like dry ramen in it. And put some ketchup on that.
It's disgusting.
This is not the work
and
of the Lord.
And when we talk about it in the market, like, you know, I'm pregnant.
Yo, yeah.
What a pregnant palate don't want it. Yeah. People will eat a little bit of anything.
Come on.
We gotta move on.
Juice. Yeah. Like a V8 on a bread.
Oh, God.
All right, y'all, moving on. Drake's credit card decided to be on its worst behavior in front of thousands of people. Mm. So our boy Aubrey went on Kick live stream with his buddy Lil Yachty to promote an online casino. Mm. Well, when Drizzy Drake went to donate $500 to one of the streamers, the multi-billionaire's card declined. And the shock of it all made him hit a high note.
Yes.
Take a look, y'all.
Declined.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Because you know he has it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like, it's just frustrating to know you can't get to it.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's also one of those moments where, like, celebrities, they're just like us. You know, everybody gets a card decline every now and then.
Every now and then.
No, that happened to me the other day, and I hated every second of it.
Really? What happened?
Well, somebody did some yard work for me, right? Uh-huh. And it was like $5,000, right?
Yeah.
That's significant yard work.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's how much it is and more.
So, they didn't want it to be paid on Venmo, and Venmo wouldn't allow me to send the full amount.
Yeah.
And there's one thing I hate is owing people money.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, all right, man, listen, I'm going to send you half of it right now. And the other half. And then the next day, it wouldn't let me send the other half.
Oh.
So, like, it kept going on and on and on. And I wanted to do everything but go to the ATM and get cash to bring it to him.
And let me tell you something. Them yard workers don't be playing about their money. Them and it, they just be standing right there waiting for that deposit to hit.
Too long. They mess around, burn one tree.
Okay.
But make sure they cut it right to fall on your house.
Exactly. Okay. Oh, you want a yard? Oh, okay.
I hope that goes viral and becomes like a whole new meme. You know?
I want them to say like in Mortal Kombat when a guy used to pop up and go toasty. Like when you get whooped in a game. Embarrassing.
Hilarious.
All right, y'all. Up next, Pete Davidson says anyone can get it, and that includes PETA. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. Okie dokie, Pete the Meat Davidson has a new beef.
No.
Yes, that's right, Brad. You know he does.
No,
and
meat.
It's with the animal rights organization PETA.
Oh.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. So Pete's mom's dog died recently, and he bought a puppy at a New York pet store. And then PETA entered the chat, specifically a lady named Daphna, who issued a statement saying he should have adopted a dog from a shelter instead of buying one. Well, that pissed Pete off, and he left a voicemail for Daphna explaining that he had to get a Cavapoo puppy because it's the only breed he's not allergic to. Then he really let her have it. Check this out.
So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people because you're a boring, tired you and suck my
when a white man begins a voicemail, well, I'll tell you what, babe, you know it's going down. You know what's going down.
And he didn't even owe them an explanation. I wouldn't have told them nothing.
Okay. I would have told them to take multiple seats on a freeway during rush hour traffic.
One of y'all got to explain to me, what is a cock-a-poo-poo
puppy?
A cavapoo.
What's that?
It's a poodle and a
cavalier.
Is it a cavalier? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mix.
So they be into galactic and all that?
Yeah, that dogs will hit anything.
Yeah, my dog was a full-blooded poodle, and my girl was a full-blooded Yorkie.
And when I was going to work, they was going in like that.
They was going in.
So dogs don't have, like, you're not my people.
They're not, like, racist.
No,
dogs
care.
Don't have type.
Oh. They don't discriminate.
Oh.
Dogs are freaky deaky.
Big or little.
So they don't got no discrimination.
And then when you catch them in the mix, they be stuck together, and you got to, like, pour hot water on them to get them separated.
seen him stuck.
Oh, man.
Excuse me?
I was in horror. When I caught my dog, I know how every, like, parent of that caught me with their daughter. At least I was able to disengage.
At least they had the
Okay, so Charlotte Hornet LaMelo Ball balled out on a customized watch, but unfortunately, money can't buy taste.
True.
Because fans are saying this watch is the ugliest watch they've ever seen.
My goodness.
Now, we're not sure exactly how much the watch costs, but according to the prices of limited edition AP watches, it's possible that this watch costs over $2 million.
My God.
Nice.
It was customized by celebrity jeweler Zoe Frost, and the Cartier logo at the 12 o'clock has been swiped for a Melo logo.
You know what? This is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. It looks like something that Ariel would have found at the bottom of the
It looks like King Triton's piece. Yeah. Like King Triton be rocking this.
It looked like
something
Poseidon was walking around with in the underworld. Like, what is this?
One of the sea animals created.
Yeah. Yeah.
This looks like it sits on the CEO of Red Lobster's wrist.
Oh, my God. It really does look like a seafood watch.
This Long John Silver's piece himself.
For a limited time only.
Well, y'all might not think this watch is cute, but you're going to love this, you guys. We are officially new aunties and uncles.
Yay.
Because we have a new Dish baby.
Hey!
Aww. Congratulations to our camera operator and friend, Trevor Metzer. Yay. And his wife, Meredith. Y'all, they're first-time parents. They've just welcomed a beautiful baby girl named Isla. Oh, my gosh, she's gorgeous. And we love you, baby Isla. We can't wait to meet
yes.
you.
Yes. Come on by. Come on by. We'll give you a hot dog bun and ice on it to welcome you to Dish Family.
I love a show baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Up next, Taylor Swift is bugging out, and it's not because of her breakup with Matty Healy. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Y'all, Taylor Swift was bugging out on her new Eras tour. So Tay Tay was performing when out of nowhere she swallowed a bug. Check this out, y'all.
Is there any chance
that
none of you saw that?
My thing is, bugs be having so much space. Like, y'all got the whole
arena.
Why are you coming up to me?
That's where the lights are.
That's a hole in one.
The lights are. Mm-hmm.
And thank God it was a small bug, because I think people would have just sat there and watched her. Like, they'd have thought, oh, she's such a great interpretive dancer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They'd have thought it was part of the show. Everybody starts doing the dance, too.
Right.
And not helping.
Okay, dance challenge. Beyonce would never. Y'all think Beyonce would swallow a bug?
I bet Beyonce swallowed several bugs, and she just swallowed it and like kept going.
Yo, like Beyonce has never taken an L on camera ever. Every member of Destiny's Child has fallen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And had crazy things happen. Yeah, no, like the bug would be destroyed. Susan entered her mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
First of all, they don't call her the queen bee for nothing.
The bug probably came out of Beyonce's mouth and flew to Taylor Swift's concert.
Yeah, sure, Beyonce.
To remind her who the queen bee is.
Okay, let them know the beehive is here.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm on tour. I'm out here. Queen bee.
Right. Period.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.